time to have a conversation with Fargo City Commissioner Michelle Turnberg. You've been busy recently.
Yes.
And you've been in here a lot recently, which we appreciate.
Yes, I appreciate the opportunity to come visit with you guys. So thank you.
So I called you this morning and I was like, hey, listen, there's this letter to the editor in the Fargo Forum this morning. And I wanted to give an opportunity to you respond mm-hmm. to it, because the letter claims that they say that, I quote, I can't even tell you how many phone calls and emails I get from people feel for their lives to walk on trails and underneath the bridge. North Dakota's open records laws. So the author requested all the Turnberg's emails regarding the encampment downtown, and they claim you have gotten zero emails from residents fearful for their lives when they walk on trails and under the bridge, and then they say zero with an exclamation point.
Yeah.
Now, I sent that to you, and mm-hmm. you walked in here with a stack of papers. What's
absolutely
all that about?
Absolutely laughable. This letter to the editor is laughable.
So what
why,
are we looking
why
at
why would I lie about anything about this? First of all, regardless of your political background, regardless of your beliefs, I think we can all agree that we have a homeless problem downtown. Now, how we approach it, that may differ. How we look to try and solve it, that may, people may have different views on that. But I 100% have gotten, here's my stack that I printed off of, I mean, there's probably 100 pages here.
I'm looking at an inch and a half stack of papers
yeah.
for people at home.
And this is just to my city email. I also get personal messages, Facebook messages, to my personal email. I get phone calls unless he's going to tap my phone. I don't know how he would know what people are saying to me. People have come to city commission meetings and spoken out in public on public record and spoken to me after the meeting.
So the author, he claims he did a FOIA request. And for those who aren't familiar with the process mm-hmm. of FOIA requests, it's a Freedom of Information
yep.
Access request,
yep,
basically.
Which everyone is able to do.
Yes, and that's not new. FOIAs happen in Fargo pretty frequently. I've
yeah.
been a part of a FOIA before. I've seen my
yep.
names and some emails and stuff like that. This conversation, though, is interesting because he says he did a FOIA on the emails you received and didn't see the stack of papers you have in front of you.
Well, it's not my fault. He doesn't know what he's doing when it comes to making a request, possibly. They're all right here. You mm-hmm. can take a look at them. You can read them. Please continue to be a voice of concern about safety downtown. We've lived here for 12 years. People are becoming increasingly aggressive, dangerously volatile, generally disrespectful to visitors, businesses, and homeowners. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Okay. So
they're all right here.
And I want to hear some of those concerns, too, those mm-hmm. emails you're receiving, because we've talked about the emails before, and you reference them in conversation.
Yep.
And, like, I've never had the chance to ask you, hey, Michelle, those emails you're receiving, are you able to kind of share some of those with us?
Yeah, I mean, these are to my work email, and Fargo continues to turn into a hellhole, one person writes. Every day Fargo gets worse. You guys need to clean up that mess. My concerns are general safety as a female who uses a park system, walking and biking. It is very unnerving. I always have pepper spray ready when passing through this area.
Hmm.
Drugs, needles all over the trails. Gosh, we'd like to see, what else here? Oh, I have someone who wanted to send me a whole package of information that he has on this.
And I hate to interrupt your busy day, because I know you're
yeah.
working on budget stuff.
Yeah.
I know you're working on this on city commission stuff, and I know you're working on the homelessness plan that's looking to go through.
Yes.
But I wanted to bring you in here because this was something that I saw, and I wanted to get a response from you. And from my understanding, it's a very clear indication you're getting these concerns from
yes.
individuals. And I'm even on the places I kind of patrol around, I do see a lot of comments on there kind of degrading you and Gwen in the saying, oh, this is just something that Michelle did. She lied, which you
didn't. I didn't lie.
Yeah.
I have no reason to lie.
Okay.
No. And I find it very sad, and this is probably a very sad and angry individual who is looking to point his anger at someone, and that happens to me, and that's fine.
So moving forward then,
mm-hmm.
I do. We have a couple minutes left to kind of talk about some of the things, some of the updates. And so with all this in mind, has there an update on the homeless ordinance plan going forward?
That will come up at the next city commission meeting. So people are, of course, more than welcome to come to the meeting at 5:00 in the city commission chambers.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be on the agenda for the next meeting.
And next meeting is the, that's it, we're
so
done.
So we just had one this Monday, and then there's another reading 2 weeks from this past Monday.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure the date, but.
Okay.
So it's part of the process to get the ordinance in place.
Okay, so we have roughly 2 weeks-ish before something finalized, or is that more further out than we think?
I'm not positive if this will be the final reading or if we have another after this.
Gotcha.
But it will be read again at this next meeting.
And do you think that this, because this is also involved in the budget conversation, I know the DEC is involved in that budget conversation for those at home, the Downtown Engagement
yep.
Center. So is that still on the table, really?
I think everything in the city budget is on the table. So everything is being looked at, how much it's costing the city, what taxpayers are paying for, what's the cost-benefit ratio, everything's on the table.
Okay. So I'm happy to have you come back another time mm-hmm. for the conversation. This is something I thought was unique and interesting, and I wanted to make sure that if it was true, then we can address it, and if it wasn't true, we can address it. But from my understanding, it is not true. I'd be happy to read some of those, though.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you're more than welcome to, and that's basic. It's a laughable letter to the editor, libelous statements, basically.
Thank you very much. This is Michelle Turnberg joining us here on WDAY Midday. Michelle, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Ty.
Have a great rest of your day.